Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. And for me, after, well, about 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help entrepreneurs to be their best and to make their visions come true. So I am super excited to introduce Lisa Dion. Now, Lisa is a business advisor and founder of Strategic Advisor Solutions. Now, her focus is helping business owners run strong businesses and be great entrepreneurs. Now, she's been providing practice management and business development solutions over the span of her 24-year career with a focus in the financial services industry. Lisa launched her firm in 2016 to advise business owners on how to structure, develop culture, and create a strong company vision. Now, her clients have experienced exponential growth, increased profitability, team alignment, and time freedom through efficient business management. Lisa has a Bachelor of Science degree in finance from the University of Connecticut School of Business, and has acquired multiple securities licenses. Well, welcome, Lisa. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hello, Wendy. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and you know, I just love how you're helping so many entrepreneurs take their passions and expertise and really turn them into strong businesses. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very passionate about what I do, and I'm really looking forward to sharing that with everyone today.
That's great. And one of the things that I always love finding out is what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to become a business advisor?
Well, gosh, I have always wanted to be a business owner. I dreamed of it at an early age. And, you know, in the beginning stages of my career, I ran a business for someone. And through the evolution of my career in the corporate world, I ran a territory or for a region of the country, but never my own. And so the first tipping point was when the work over the years moved into about the paycheck more than the passion. And so my daily work was starting to really not energize me. And so what I wanted to do is work exclusively with business owners. And what happened is as I evolved in my career, I got pulled further and further away from that as I elevated in the corporate environment. So over the span of my career, I would see businesses grow and evolve. And what happened is I discovered that one business owner was growing while another very similar type of firm or practice was not. And then I learned that they were just a really better business owner or entrepreneur. And so that really helped me to understand. I was able to help business owners to really run a strong business by creating focus and adding value and combining that value add that I knew with the business owners and my passion. And so that tipping point for me to move into running my own business.
Yeah. Well, I love that. I mean, you saw it from so many different vantage points, but you were kind of looking from the outside in, and finally you just stepped right into it yourself. So that's fantastic. And from that over two decades of experience that you had within the financial services industry, you then got the courage to launch into your own practice, your own business advising service. And I think you've had that now for about 4 years. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. I launched my firm 4 years ago.
And now, has your business mission or vision evolved since you first started?
Sure. It's evolved and it's developed. And, you know, it's different than when I first started. And that has a lot to do with really perfecting what it is that I do, creating my differentiators, and really communicating and, you know, and focusing in on the business owners that I can best serve. And so when I talk about vision with clients or business owners, I really talk about defining who you are, where you're going, and how you plan to get there. And so this allows you to get really crystal clear on the value that you provide so you can attract the right people into your organization and define who you want to serve. And that really makes you, you know, unique and differentiate yourself. And the other thing that I'll add there is entrepreneurs, in my experience, many times can really clearly see their vision, but they make the mistake of thinking everyone else can see it too.
Ah, right. Yep. We can't read their minds and it's their world. So sometimes it's like, well, of course that's so obvious, but it's not always obvious, right? Yeah. It provides that outside perspective to realize for somebody that, I guess I'm not conveying that clearly, or maybe I'm not attracting the right client because that's not clear in me, within my mind. So now, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, and this is probably, you know, something that everyone can relate to, is, you know, I was on my own, and I was also wearing many hats, right? So when we're starting in business or we're solo entrepreneurs, you're juggling a lot, you're wearing a lot of different hats, and trying to deal with all the multitude of things that were coming at you. And a lot of times you learn, right, how to focus and not be reactionary to things. And the other thing is, I had to step out of my comfort zone. For me, that meant more speaking at events, putting myself out there as an industry expert, writing blogs, posting blogs on LinkedIn to, you know, for the world to see. And, you know, which turns out in hindsight, you know, was well received, but that took a little bit of courage and movement on my part.
Right. Yeah, those comfort zones, they can be like magnetic fields that it's hard to break through those. So that does take a lot of courage. How did you overcome some of those limitations that were holding you back?
And it wasn't as easy in the beginning, but I had to seek valuable counsel and then marry that in with listening to my own voice and following my instincts. The other big thing that I learned is I had to take clarity breaks. I had to balance working in the business with working on the business. Mm. And during that quiet time, that's where the creativity comes. That's where, you know, you're able to really just step away and think about the business, the direction, look at the opportunities, and to really, you know, be able to go back into the business and execute on them.
Right. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Just taking the time to really stop and quiet all those little voices that are chiming in and just attract the message or the clarity. So that's great. And speaking of that, you know, you're obviously an expert at helping entrepreneurs really take their zones of genius and create successful businesses. But curiously, how do you feel about your sales role or client enrollment part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Sure. Gosh, that was probably my biggest challenge when I started. It's not natural for me personally. It was uncomfortable. I'm service oriented. I'm a little bit left brained because I'm a business advisor, right? And I'm a strategist. So the thing that I did, I think, and have learned not to do is when having conversations with prospective clients, I would immediately go into explaining how I did what I did. And that really wasn't what someone wanted to know. They really wanted to know, what value do you provide? How can you help me? And so that evolved and I was able to, you know, develop that. But it took a major shift with beginning to explain the benefits and you know, and what it is that I did with helping to run a business.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so common because entrepreneurs are so passionate, right, about the work that they're doing. And for them, the whole process, you know, and the techniques and the expertise is what's so exciting, but like you just said, that's really not what the prospective client really wants to hear or needs to hear in order to feel confident about making their decision of whether to work with you or not. They want to know if, you know, what the outcome is and what they'll be gaining, you know, what their world's going to look like after working with you. So that's great that you were able to realize that more is not necessarily better in talking about about your process, but more about the outcome. So yeah, fantastic. Well, you know, we're in a situation here in terms of the COVID pandemic that has really rocked the world. I mean, in so many different aspects. And I can only imagine all the different ways that your clients are probably reaching out to you. But I'm just curious, has the pandemic had a big impact on the work that you're doing?
Sure. Gosh, it's, I mean, because I work directly with business owners, this is clearly top of mind. And I could, you know, probably talk a very long time just about that. But for me personally, one of my value adds was, and my differentiators as a business advisor, is that I would go on location. So I would travel out to see you so you didn't have to leave your firm, take the time away from your business, and take your teams with you to meet with me, right? So that came to an abrupt halt earlier this year.
Yeah, big time.
Yes, they had to make a change.
Yeah. And obviously it was a big change for the business owners to have to rely on Zoom or any other formats of web conferencing in order to connect with not just their advisors, but also their team, right? So that had to have had a huge impact in the way that you not only deliver your advisement, but in how they were interacting with their own business world. So, well, how do you work with entrepreneurs who are really wanting to reach new levels of success with their business?
Yeah. So, well, I work currently in a capacity of one-on-one, and I'll also work with one-on-one with your teams. So my focus is to help you to run the business, but by helping you to implement the tools that will keep you growing in the momentum so that you can achieve your goals, build the team that you're looking to build, but also, which is probably the number one thing I talk about now more than ever as I'm working with business owners and CEOs, is where's the most valuable and best use of your time and how are you utilizing that? And then of course, building the team around you or finding outsourcing for the things that really aren't as important as your business develops.
Yeah, because that can be tricky too, is trying to juggle it all instead of outsourcing or delegating. Sometimes it's really easy to want to do it all ourselves, but that is really limiting in terms of bringing the best value forward. So yeah, mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And I love how you've really adjusted given the fact that you can no longer be on site, but you're still providing that same level of expertise. So, well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, they can certainly find me on social media, but the best way is on my website, which is Strategic Advisor Solutions. And there I have, you know, my background, and more specifically what I do, but there's also some amazing tools on there. And there's a couple of assessments for business owners to really help them to get to know themselves and to, you know, find ways to develop either strategically through goal setting or through, you know, developing a team and building their foundation and structure, which is an area of my expertise.
Okay, great. So that's strategicadvisorsolutions.com, right?
Advisor with an O-R, because that comes up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strategic Advisor, ADVISOR, Solutions, plural, right?
Correct.
Okay, .com. Fantastic. And look for those assessments. So that sounds like it's really a lot of great tools that you've got right there on your website. So that's fantastic. Well, Lisa, you've already shared so many words of wisdom here, but if I could tap on you one last time during our interview and looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, top of mind right now, considering where, you know, what we're experiencing in this unprecedented time. So I'll answer it in two different ways.
Okay.
I would say stick with it. right? There will be ebbs and flows within the growth process of building a business. You're going to wear many hats. And, you know, the goal here is really, again, just to recognize your unique ability and continue to, you know, differentiate yourself and create your vision. And in doing that through clarity breaks so that you're working on the business and not just in it, but also focusing your time on where the most value should be spent. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, many entrepreneurs can clearly see their vision. Don't make the mistake of thinking everyone else can see it too. What happens is, you know, your team or your employees, if you have them, will get frustrated, or you might not be able to communicate that with clients. And what happens is great visions can get left unrealized. So I am a big proponent on making sure that you get really crystal clear on that. And I'll pause there for a moment, because I would love to share two other points for those that are solo entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And those are seasoned firms.
Okay.
Yeah, so for solo entrepreneurs and the ones that are really early in their career, time management and capacity are paramount to growing your firm. And so early on, you'll be wearing all of those hats. And in order to break through and to grow, you have to be forward thinking on what you're trying to build, and most importantly, where you should be spending that valuable time. So focusing on your areas of strength and your God-given talents are going to help you to build the team around you, and of course, to outsource. For seasoned firms, it's different. And then when I talk about a seasoned firm, that's for those firms that have revenue approaching or beyond $1 million. Building a solid foundation and structure for the business is essential for growth. And it's going to help you to have that sustainability. So creating roles for everyone in the firm, but for yourself, for the business owner, this is going to help you to create accountability for everyone in the organization. And it's going to help you to divide and conquer. And so that's one of the things that I really talk about with leadership teams or with growing firms, is that divide and conquer concept, because it's going to help you take your business to the next level.
Interesting. Oh, that is great. I really had not heard that. That's fantastic advice.
Mm-hmm. And the one other thing I will say is, having conversations with my clients, the things that they're telling me is, I feel derailed. I feel like I have to change my focus, or I've had to pivot. And so my advice to everyone who has to make adjustments now personally and professionally is, look at potentially pivoting in your business, right? If you need to. And here's two great examples. One was with me on location consultation. I could no longer do that. So I had to make a shift into doing that a different way.
Right.
Yeah. And so I created an online course. And so that was a way for me to reach people, right? I did something different. And another example that I think everyone can relate to is Starbucks. Starbucks made a major shift in what they did during this pandemic. They are about the experience that you have while going into a Starbucks by drinking their coffee, the experience you have with them. And so they aligned with, I believe, Uber Eats, to create a way to bring the experience to you. So that was a whole value add shift of, you can still enjoy Starbucks, we'll bring it to you. And that was how they managed making that adjustment within this very, very unprecedented time.
Yeah, that's a great example. I hadn't realized that branding, how they've transitioned that to still within their brand, but yet having to adapt. So yeah, that's brilliant. And I'm sure that you have that kind of visionary expertise that you help business owners really realign with as things do evolve, as we are experiencing firsthand, and the new norm is still in process. So your expertise is much needed for a lot of entrepreneurs right now, as they maybe struggle to gain that clarity, like you're talking about, to just get clear on what their vision really is, or maybe if their vision needs to shift. Yeah, well, that's powerful. Well, Lisa, it's just been so great getting to hear about your journey from, you know, your corporate work within financial services to this important work that you're now doing, helping entrepreneurs really create solid, successful businesses and make their visions come true. So I have really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it too. And I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Lisa at strategicadvisorsolutions.com, or you're on LinkedIn, right, Lisa?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So search Lisa Dion, that's D-I-O-N on LinkedIn. And while you're on her website, check out those assessments and those tools that she's got available. So, all right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Lisa Dion. And as always, here's to your success.